Hi there, I'm Steph Walker and I work for the National Children's Charity Transforming Lives for Good, or TLG to our mates.
Excellent. Do I officially qualify as one of your mates?
Oh yeah.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. So it's Friday, kind of mid-morning time, just any old Friday today, except in your world, something quite exciting happening today.
Yes, we're a little bit over the top with excitement today because Tim, who set up the charity 25 years ago for disadvantaged children, he's at the Palace, and by the Palace I mean Buckingham Palace today. He's scrubbed up, I do believe, and he's going to get his OBE.
Wow.
He was awarded an OBE in the King's Birthday Honours List for services to children and young people, and we're just proud to death of him, really, for what he's achieved over this 25-year period.
It is amazing. Side note here, I still can't get used to it being the King's honours, not the Queen's honours.
Yes.
I made that mistake every time I talk about it. All right, there was a lot in there, so let's take this one at a time. So 25 years is an amazing achievement for anyone to do anything. I've never done anything in my life for 25 years. So that's brilliant. Tell us a little bit more about the work that you guys do.
I think it started with a real heart for kids that were found in inner city Bradford at the time, which is where we started. We're a Yorkshire-based charity that's now gone national. But it was that heart that these kids are aimless. They're roaming the streets when they should be in school. Yeah. They've got loads of emotional problems. There's nobody championing them. There's nobody putting them back on a straight path. There's no one showing them that there's a positive future out there for them, that they can reclaim what they've lost, that some of the troubles in their lives can be overcome, that there is hope for them. And so that's where we began 25 years ago.
And I mean, Yorkshire's a wonderful, brilliant place. We know this, but it's not without its problems. And particularly for young people, over that 25 years, it would be lovely to think that all the problems of the world have been solved, but they really haven't, have they?
No, I think we're incredibly relevant now as a charity because we're in the middle of the mental health crisis. And while our expertise is trauma-informed care for kids, and we're also in the middle of a cost-of-living crisis, and the other arm of what we do is provide, well, last year, 110,000 meals for kids and families who were going hungry without free school meals in the holiday periods.
Wow, such really vital, important work that you're doing, and fantastic to see that recognition as well. Brilliant that we're having this chat on the day that Tim's picking up that award, and rightly deserved. What else is happening this year then to celebrate that landmark of 25 years?
I think there's lots of reflections about how far we've come and how many children we've helped now. So tens of thousands of children have been helped. And we've now got, from a start just in Bradford, inner city Bradford, we now have well over 200 TLG centres all across the country.
Wow.
And so there are TLG centres near everybody helping kids in their own communities. We work through local churches who are involved in social action in their own communities. And that's why we've got SCRED, and that's why our programmes are really replicable. We've got so much data that the impact now on kids, how it transforms their lives and turns their eyes around, it's really solid data. We really do make a difference. We can drop the number of exclusions in schools for some of these kids significantly. And so there's loads to celebrate how it's growing, but we've always got in mind that there are so many more kids out there who need our help. We always want to reach more kids because we know that what we do works now.
I mean, I don't know how political we want to get here and how controversial we want to go, but obviously it's a fairly big year in terms of the fact that we know there's going to be a general election this year. What do you need from the next government to be able to help you achieve the goals that you want to achieve?
I think it's the awareness generally for some of the issues that we're supporting is growing. So I think ever since Marcus Rashford with the child poverty and food poverty, awareness in the general public has grown enormously. I think awareness that there's a mental health crisis in the country for the young and the old is never been higher. But what we need are the resources to do it. So I think because we work in schools, and schools with the best will in the world don't have the resource to give, and the attention and the time and the expertise that these kids need. And that's what we need to change. That's what we need, an awareness and then training and then resources and money. And they're all the things that are sadly lacking, aren't they?
So how can we help?
Well, I'm here today because we have a business initiative and businesses in the area can join in. They've got a heart to display their care to their clients and also to their staff, and just to do some good in the world with their business, which so many people really want to do. They really want to make a difference as well as be a success. Then they can join in. They can be one of our future builder businesses, and you give a little bit every month and you can be part of our corporate community. Got an online network. You also get loads of branding and marketing to help you display the difference you're helping to achieve in children's lives. So we hope it's really, really beneficial for businesses, but we know it's really beneficial for the kids. It's going to help us reach into many more lives and turn them around and show them a positive way again.
Oh, very well said, very well said. If anyone does want to get involved or find out more about you and the work that you guys do, what's the best way for them to do that?
Look us up online, go to www.tlg.org.uk, and if you're a business, add on /corporate.
Excellent. Thank you for your time, and congratulations. It sounds like you've got many reasons to celebrate this year. Obviously, there's a lot of work still to do, but brilliant to see the progress that you've already made.
Thank you so much.